in the Efshel Kaim Shem situation. Perek Dal in Halacha Chas. B'mei HaSakana, the Gemara discusses, unfortunately, as you know, Jewish history is rife with sakanos. And in fact, Hilchos Chanukah, let's just remind each other, where did the Rambam start Hilchos Chanukah? What was his presentation? That it was...
Shema.
Right, it was Bishas HaGzerah. So B'mei HaSakana is a little different, is when the Jewish people aren't necessarily under spiritual oppression, but Shlomo, how would you be mechalek? B'mei HaSakana, as opposed to times of Gzerah, Sakana implies... We've had many such instances. You guys are not as familiar with this because you're growing up in a blessed age. You're aware of the situation in Eretz Yisrael, but you haven't experienced this firsthand to the degree that your avos and imahos did. But b'mei HaSakana, so there's a concern. There's a concern, the Gemara discusses, that if you would put the Ner Chanukah in its correct place, what did the Rambam say the correct place is? Pesach Beso Mibachotz, that this will attract attention, and what's going to happen? God forbid, Jews will be killed, right? So b'mei HaSakana, miniach adam Ner Chanukah, Pesach Beso Mibifnim, ve'afilo hinicho al shulchano dayo. What's the afilo? Not just putting it on the inside of Pesach Beso, but even if you put it in the complete interior of your home, where you might argue that there's no quality of Pirsuminisa whatsoever, the Rambam says dayo. And the Rambam seemingly moves on to a different halacha, namely that what? How does the Rambam paskin? Like most Rishonim, that you're not allowed to derive hana'ah from Neros Chanukah. Who remembers the line of Masachah Sofrim? You should all remember it because of a Neros Halalu. Ve'ein lanu rishus v'hishtamish b'hem ella. There are some bilvad. Some people think that what that means is the only thing that you're allowed to do is to see them. That's not the pshat of Masachah Sofrim. You have to see them, right? You should reflect on the Neros Chanukah. That's very important. This is the third time that Madura is coming up for all of us in our limud. Why don't you need Ner Acher if there's a Madura in the room? Madura was their form of saying there are overhead lights. Right, so the concern is not that you're going to use Neros Chanukah because there's sufficient lighting in that location. However, imaya adam chashav u'shein dark li'shtamish le'medura tzarech ner acher. This is a very important halach of the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? Anybody pick up on it? That if it's not typically your derech, even though in this particular case you'd be happy to use the medura to avoid the iser of ishtamshus b'neros Chanukah, if it's not your derech to use the medura, so then you really need an era acharas, you need the shamash. So why do we care what your normal derech is? Just to say, make an exception for Chanukah. After all, our concern is that you shouldn't be mishtamesh la'ora. So why do we care whether it's your typical practice or not your typical practice to use a medura? Our concern should be a local concern. Are you going to violate the yisr of Hana from Eretz Chanukah? So Shlomo, how do you learn? What, the Rambam here is quoting Gemara, but how do you understand the halacha? Why do we care whether or not he's an Adam Chashev?
Because it's not like preferable, it's like okay, but you shouldn't do it, rely on it.
It's like, what do you mean by that?
Like,
I mean, let's say this person is, he agrees to be careful, that for 8 days he'll use the Madura. Normally he doesn't like to use the Madura because it's beneath his socioeconomic status, but in this case, because he doesn't want to violate the Yisr D'Rabbanan of getting Hana from Eretz Chanukah, so he'll use the Madura. Why are we taking into account what his general practice is? It should just be a very practical halacha. The halacha should be, is he or is he not going to benefit from Neros Chanukah? So what do we care if he's an Adam Chasha? Yehuda, how do you learn? What's the concern for his... So you could explain it in very practical terms, that since he's not used to using the Madura, he may just slip. You know. Shalom Midas, he's not used to using the Madura, so... Okay, that's one way of explaining it. I prefer not to explain it that way. So what's the... Daniel, just push yourself a little bit. What's the other possibility?
The Madura, is it preferable? We don't want everyone to use the Madura. But so if you're an important person, you shouldn't, because then other people will look at you and say, oh, that important person is doing something, I'll do that too.
But remember, for other people, it would be a good thing, because it would help them avoid the violation of Hana from Neros Chanukah.
In general.
So somebody try to weave it into the Rambam's general presentation, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What do we know about that?
in the bias.
Okay, go sharpen it. Sharpen it. You're on the right track now. So apparently, the tzura of Ner Chanukah, according to the Rambam, has to be specific to that particular bias. Right? Remember the Rambam diuk that we had called bias u'bayis madlik ner echad. So here you could have said, oh, it's just a technical halacha. We want to avoid people deriving hana'a from Ner Chanukah, asuli shtamish la'ora. But every bias has its own criterion. Every bias is subject to different practice. If it's not a bias where a medura is typically used because they have a certain elevated socioeconomic status, apparently that also factors into the keem of the bias in Ner Chanukah.
You're saying a Ner Acher is a din in the Ner Chanukah, not just a Heter to Mishtam?
Correct. Correct. That it's more fundamental. Of course, the reason that we need the Ner Acher is because of the Yisrael Yishtam Mishla Ora. But in terms of what Sura the Ner Acher takes on, I think it's clear from this Rambam, and clearly clear from the Gemara, that it's really a din in Ner Chanukah. It has to reflect that particular bias. And if it's not a bias where Madura is typically used, so then the Madura should not be used, even though it would have been a perfect solution at a technical, pragmatic level to the problem of this or the Ishtam Mishla Ora. Okay? That's very important. Kol bias u bias madlik Ner Echad. That's extremely important. Okay. Ner Chanukah shiliko chereshot vekata noakum lo asakum ad sheyadlikenu mishu chayu behadlaka. So Daniel, let me just push you a little bit. Who's not on this list? That's very typically on the list of a chayre, shota, kat, and very good. So what do we know about that? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Very good. Nashim chayavus b'neiros chanaka, afin hayu boso anes. Give me the two basic approaches in the Rishonim to have that. Afin hayu boso anes. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it in three places. Megillah daf Dalad, Shabbos daf Chav Gimel, and Psachim daf Kufches. Okay, what are the two approaches in the Rishonim? Afin hayu ba'oso anes either means Yehuda, that they were subject to the same gzeira, in other words, they suffered as well, or
there was a woman who killed.
There was a primary driver. So who was the woman in the context of Chanukah?
Yehudis,
right. That's not in any of our texts, but where can you find that if you want to read about the story of her slaying the
Megillas
Antiochus, Sefer HaMakabim? What does she do? She proffered the Syrian Greek general with cheese. Exactly right. So that's the basis of Aram and Hagim. So Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Okay. So Mishu Chayav Hadlaka. So women are Chayav in the same degree that men are Chayav. Now here's a very important difference, because we know that this isn't necessarily the same across the three halachos of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We'll finish just this point. How is this different than Megillah? Because there's a machlokas Rishonim in when it comes to Nashim Chayavus B'mikra Megillah. The vast majority of Rishonim learn the Nashim are actually Chayav B'kriyas HaMegillah, but there is a sheet of the Bahag that they're only Chayav in Shmias HaMegillah, which of course leads to many nafkamina, whether or not it would be possible for a woman B'shas HaTchak to be Motzi Man. Do they really have the same level of obligation? But here, there's no dispute that a woman actually has the same stature. So not all Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's are created equal. That's a very important point. We're going to pick it up tomorrow with the question of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Here, there's a very important distinction to be drawn between the Rambam's position about Ner Chanukah and the Rambam's position about the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we'll have to be omed on that particular point, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, excellent voice.